Welcome to Nordic Mob Podcast, episode number 10. I can't really believe that's been 10 episodes, and this is the 10th one. It's been going really fast. So every week on Monday, you hear from me in various of topics, and today's topic is swearing. What prompted me talking about this? Because my son, or both of them, have become a little sweary Marys. Like, seriously, like the F-bomb, like no tomorrow. And I had a talk about this with some friends and asking, you know, what do you do? Like, what should you do? And I give you an example. My three-year-old, if I tell him he can't have ice cream for breakfast, he just tell me to fuck it. And I'm like, they're like, what did you just say? Like, I don't even use fuck it myself. Like, I would never swear like that. I would say F sake if I'm driving a car and some idiot is trying to take me off the road, but I would not say it that way. And I wonder, where did he get that from? Anyway, that's another story. But I'm just standing there thinking, did you really say that? And then he looks at me, laughs, and runs off. So of course he knows he's been naughty and he's expecting you to react. And should you react or should you just ignore it? Should you just pretend he didn't say it? Or like one of my good friends, Alison, said, maybe you should just say frog it, like use the frog word. Pretend that it was a frog that he was saying, you know, like a dress or a frog, like jumping frog. And pretend that he's not saying it correctly and make him kind of confused that, oh, he was using the wrong word. Or should you, if it's an older child, my older one who was 5, he knows it's a bad word and we should not use it. And when he has a hissy fit, like last night, he was just absolutely tired. He's not been sleeping well. And he just lost it, you know, hour and a half before bedtime. And he just dropped the F-bomb more than once. And rather than shouting back at him and, you know, really, you know, starting, you know, making it a big thing, I was trying to just keep really calm and say that it's not a word that we use. And I was threatening him with a punishment that if he continues this kind of behavior and this kind of language, he will not be going to play rugby the following day. And that seemed to kind of calm him down a little bit. But then what about the punishment? Like, you follow through if he does it again and you have reminded him once or twice and then you said, that's it, you're not going to play rugby tomorrow because you've been behaving badly, you've been using language that is inappropriate and you know it. That's with a 5-year-old, I think that's quite reasonable. I think that's something that, yes, you should follow through because it's only empty threats and, you know, they will just take you for a ride, the kids, with that. But what about discussing it? You know, discussing that it's a bad word or it's a bad language and, you know, nobody likes to use language like that and it makes people sad when you say it to them. They might get upset and they don't want to play with you if you say a word like that. Should you kind of explain what a word means and what it means when you say it and what it makes people behave when you say something like that? Or should you just deny the existence of such a word completely and just carry on like nothing's happened? There's a lots of ways of, you know, tackling the sweary Marys. And I think one of the bigger ones is, where do they get these? And, you know, coming back, where did my 3-year-old learn to use something like that? Because I definitely don't say that. And I think it comes down to preschool and the carers there and other kids surrounding him that might have used it and he just copied from. It's also from media, you know, I know children's television and children's programs don't have words like that. But what about, you know, they might have your iPhone or iPad and they want to watch Peppa Pig, but they end up watching something completely different. So is there anything like that that might affect where they get these words? So it is a difficult one. And I did have a look at an article that was reading about that, which kind of went through, you know, what I was saying, ignoring it, punish it, discuss it, or, you know, deny it. So basically what they're saying that you should not overreact. So do not overreact. Do not shouting back at your child or raising your voice and using similar language yourself, because if you make a big scene, then they kind of will use it again because they know we'll get their reaction from mommy or daddy when they say it. And try not to laugh because that's a reaction as well. Like my son, when he ran off after he said it, he laughed. And he was expecting you, wanting you to laugh about it as well because he thought it was funny. So I know sometimes they say things, inappropriate things in inappropriate places. Dropping the F-bomb in a shop is not a good thing. But you kind of like have to just, yeah, not to start laughing and making fun of it, because if they see that make you laugh, okay, they're going to use it again. Avoid confronting your child about swearing when they do it, when they're angry or when they're upset, because this only fuels their anger or the reason why they're upset. And yeah, you should discuss it in a calm manner. Like, why did you say that? And, you know, we don't use language like that. And watch your own language a little bit more closely. Like, I do use the F word when I'm driving a car, kids in the backseat, and when someone's doing something not so nice, I might drop it. Yeah, I know, I need to watch myself better. But yeah, kids mimic parents. They look at us. If we use it, then why can't they use it? So I can only blame myself in some ways, yeah? Take your child's age into consideration. That's a good one, because with my 3-year-old, it's slightly different than my nearly 6-year-old. My 6-year-old knows it's a naughty word, and he uses it because he's angry and he's frustrated and he wants to have a confrontation. When my 3-year-old uses it because he wants to have a reaction from me, in the sense that he's laughing about it, he wants you to kind of laugh about it as well. So there's a different way why the word has been used. It's still wrong, but they're looking for different reactions from you. And if your child has developed language skills, a calm and simple explanation why they shouldn't swear will often solve the problem. But if you are not consistent, then they will, you know, take a moment and they will use it again. If you tell them it's not nice, there's a good chance they will just stop using it. And all the children who know that swear words are bad, you might need to discipline. Like my son, if he uses it again, he understands he's been warned now twice, and third time if you use it, you're not going to play rugby. And you need to follow through. It's a big punishment for him for not to go and play rugby. So he knows that, you know, there is a lot of in stake. So I would hope that that will stop him not using it again. And also consider the contents of the swear word. If they call someone a bad name, like they call another child a fatty or something, then of course you need to address it and explain. You don't use language like that, and that it's not the kind of, you know, perception that you create of yourself, and you make someone else feel bad about themselves. And of course, when you use the language, so if I drop the F-bomb when I'm driving a car, I should actually apologize to my kids, because it's not, you know, a way I would like my kids to hear or see myself to be. But yeah, you need to be consistent as well. So try to, you know, avoid swearing yourself. And if you do, apologize. And I think coming back, what my friend Alison was telling me about using the frog. So if your son or daughter says the F word, you're like, oh, you mean the frog? Oh, that's an old word. We don't use it anymore. Oh, you mean frog? You know, frog like jumping, and kind of just ignore the fact that they use the F word, but you kind of go to correct them. Or you can say a frog. Yeah, frog is a word, but it's an old word, but we don't really use it. So you kind of get them to the, you know, different direction. And there's other, you know, words that they can use instead. Like, then I think it comes down to what you as a parent think is, you know, acceptable alternative for you know, the F-bomb or the B-word or whatever word. We in this family, we say we don't use the F-word. But I think we should. But then it's interesting. My son was actually saying, I'm going to say you the F-word. He was threatening me that he's going to say the bad word because he was angry about something. And yeah, so you do have alternatives that you can kind of, you know, use. I remember when I was younger myself, my parents had a jar, a glass jar, and every time you swear, when you said something like the S word, the B word, the F word, whatever word, you had to put a coin there. That coin was away from your weekly, you know, money that you got from your parents when you were doing tasks for them. So that coin was away from you getting, you know, whatever you wanted to buy, a new book or some candies or whatever it was. So that's maybe a way for older kids to address it. If you say it, then it goes away from your reward. The other thing was my grandmother, who addressed it slightly differently. She washed my mouth with soap and my sister's mouth with soap, like, you know, soap bar, you know, one of those old styly, you know, big white bars. So every time we sweared, if we weren't in her care, she went and washed our mouth with the soap. And believe me, it did work. I did not want to swear in my grandmother's presence because I didn't want to have my mouth full of soap. Maybe not the most appropriate thing to, you know, treat your kids in terms of, you know, swearing and how to get away from it. But yeah, it did work, you know, well. And I think one of the things is going back to my 3-year-old who said who wanted to have an ice cream, and I said no, and he's in the age of 3, and I was again speaking to my lovely friend Alison that age 3 is actually worse than the terrible 2s, and age 3 they're so mimicking their sisters and brothers and everything that they find around them, but they're also bouncing off the boundaries of what is right, what is wrong, what is a good behavior, what is wrong behavior. And I think you have to consider the reason why they do it. You have to look at behind them saying the word. Like this morning, we had a complete meltdown in this household. I called my husband after I dropped the kids off to say, give my little debrief to him. It's like it was a hard morning. Yeah, there was F-bombs dropped again this morning. And I know that the kids are tired. It's Friday midday here in Australia. And it's Friday, it's been a long week, and yeah, I get it. And I did not lose my cool with them, and I was just kind of trying to ignore it and just, you know, just leave it as it is. And yeah, just kind of see the past, the fact that they're tired being one of the reasons why they are using it. One of the other things that then comes to mind, people kind of talk about what causes bad behavior and bad behavior coming out as a bad language. What about the diet? Like if you give lots of sugary treats to your kids, do they bounce off the walls? Well, I think they do. And I think if you give them nutrition, which is good for them, which is healthy, you're more likely to have healthy kids who want to spend time outside and they have healthy behaviors as well. Because if you give them sugary treats or treats that are full of not so healthy ingredients, then I think you're likely to have, you know, things happening for them and them saying things that they probably wouldn't do otherwise. And, you know, yeah, good role model, you know, watch what you say and make sure that you apologize when you say it as well. Rules about swearing. If you do swear, I think it's good that you have rules. And one of the things I was discussing with my husband that maybe we should have the same rules for us. So when we do something, we apologize. But if we go to the, you know, the coin jar thing, that, you know, we're going to actually you know, have one for adults as well. And my husband doesn't swear. I'm the sweary Mary in the family. But hey, I wrote a, I read an article that swearing women are actually very intelligent. So that's my only excuse for doing it. Anyway, hope you've had a lovely time listening to this sweary Mary talk. I didn't drop the F-bomb too many times, I hope. And I hope that give you some food for thought when you are dealing with your little monsters when they are swearing it. And yeah, I hope you have a lovely afternoon, day, morning, evening, cooking, whatever you're doing, you know, walking, running. Let us know what you think. We always love to hear feedback from our listeners. And there will be another podcast on next Monday. So stay tuned for the Nordic Mom podcast coming your way. Bye.